This is the Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Study Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is an interview with Alice Young Zhou, taking place on December 7th, 1980, at her residence. Okay, Mrs. Zhou, why don't I start off by asking you some basic questions. Where were you born and when were you born?
I was born in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
On April 6, 1923.
Okay. And how about your parents? Where were they born? And did they come over from China?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. My father is from Sanlingtang in Guangdong.
Uh-huh.
And my mother is from Sakae,
uh-huh.
Also from Guangdong.
Mm-hmm.
And my father came over first. Well, probably back in the early years of 1920s.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came over, like most men at that time, he just came by himself. And sent for my mother a few years later.
What did he do when he came
He's
here?
He's a Chinese herbalist.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. In San Francisco. And he has, he put herbs together for the sick. And he will, study their pulse. And at that time, they don't have a fee for their service. All they do is just whatever people offer him in a little red envelope. They just do it for a very nominal fee, maybe a couple dollars or so. And then he works for and with different herbalists.
So that,
and I know he did compiles a lot of Chinese remedies for different ailments. And when he came over, I mean when he established in San Francisco, then he sent for my mother. And I guess I was born at that time, 1923.
Mm-hmm.
After that, in their marriage, they have an older sister who was born in China. So she didn't come over with them. And later on, she came over after many years, a few years. But then I have two brothers and six sisters.
Mm-hmm. And they were all born here except for the one?
Born here except the oldest sister.
Uh-huh. Okay. Your father was an herbalist the whole time he lived in the United States?
Uh-huh.
And the whole time he lived in San Francisco?
The whole time in San Francisco, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did he have a store, an herb
mm-hmm.
shop? Or
he has a little office, a little store. Store office, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did the children help out in the store?
No, we were just too young to understand it at all.
Even when you got older, he didn't make you help him?
Yeah, later on, he always believed in us going, all the kids going to Chinese school. So we're continuously going from American school to Chinese school.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to help out in the store other than maybe when he was established an office, we'd just go down and help him clean up and help him maybe packaging.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother help out?
I used to do that. I think my mother stayed home, take care of the kids, and have a little sewing job. That's about it. Until later, after my father retired, then my mother took went into a business of a grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Operating a grocery store with the children.
Mm-hmm.
The children were growing up then, and was able to help.
So your father was much older than your mother?
I would say about 10 years different.
Uh-huh. So she managed the grocery store with the help of the children?
Very well, uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. She managed very well.
Okay. You were saying that your father sent you to Chinese school.
Well,
did everybody go to Chinese school, and for how many years?
I think being the older one there, there was an advantage because at that time my father was younger. He was able to see us going to school. So from, I think I had went to Chinese school in San Francisco. I went to Yonghua, Hao. My brother did too. And we were just in our, like 10, 11 years old. Came into Los Angeles when we were about 13, 14. We continued going to a Chinese school even after we came back. The whole family moved to Los Angeles. That was like 1934.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you go to China to Chinese school after you came here?
I would say up to the sixth grade.
And then why did you stop after that?
Well, let's see. I guess other activities, like getting a job, working after school, you know. So then the younger one goes, the one that can't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Will continue going to school.
Did you and your brothers and sisters enjoy going to Chinese school, or did you feel as if your parents forced you to go?
Well, I felt when we were in San Francisco, my father was very strongly encouraging us to, I guess I would say, possibly the right word is more or less forcing us to go to school. But he's such a scholar himself that he believed in it so much that in San Francisco we had private tutors. We even had tutors where they teach us, they'll whip us if we don't study or if we can't answer the questions. It's very strict. I definitely remember how he, you know, how they discipline and punish you if you don't study.
Mm-hmm.
And we went through the classic, the Chinese classic, which is the Seishi,
mm-hmm.
Gu Man.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now I look back, I think it's very, I wish I had really put my mind at it. But at that time, they stressed very much in Lin Xi,
mm-hmm.
which is memorizing.
Mm-hmm.
And something I can't do now, but then. So we had all that background. I had all that background. I can't say all my sister and brother did.
Mm-hmm.
The older one. I would say like myself and my brother had that. Because
mm-hmm.
when we moved to Los Angeles, we didn't have this kind of private tutor. We went to Zhonghua Huahao, and we had you know, a little guman and things like that, but not, and then we have Chakjo and Beilei and things like that. But then not really a real classic.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember a little bit, and some of the stories they tell.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that your mother didn't work for your father when the children were younger. She stayed at home, took care of the children, and
mm-hmm.
did sewing. Did she do the sewing at home for a company or factory or something? Or
yeah, they bring things home. Just like nowadays, some of the people bring clothes home to sew. I think she did a little bit of that.
Were there many Chinese women who did that kind of work? Do you know?
I would think so. I would think so.
Uh-huh.
The ones that they give every little bit help.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever was available to do.
Mm-hmm. How much education did your mother have?
My mother? Mm-hmm. I would say she didn't have hardly any.
Mm-hmm.
Being, you know, from China. And then you come here and you're stuck with the kids, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really believe she had any, but she did wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't able to run a grocery store. With what English she had, she learned from the children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she ever really went to school. But she was active in the community. I will show you some pictures that, you know, even in the Presbyterian church,
mm-hmm.
Annual, that they have a picture of her. And so that's many, many years ago. She was active in the women's club and church group. And she's a jolly person. She's just very outgoing. Loves, you know, being happy all the time. I guess with a house full of kids, you know, it's always noisy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she took it on herself to open up this grocery store, just a little family grocery store. She was able to buy property, you know, get her apartments and her home. My father was able to get a home then too, but at that time, when he was able to buy a home in Los Angeles, the Alien Act, they weren't able to, you know, he wasn't able to buy a house, you know, on his name. So he had to trust a friend,
mm-hmm.
a co-worker at that time. And he trusted a friend to, put the house in his name. It's my father's money, but it's the friend's name. But this friend was honest. When my brother became of age, he gave it back to him.
Mm-hmm. Why did your parents decide to move to L.A.?
I think, I would say for maybe see a future in Southern California. And
in the herbal business? You mean they thought it would be better here than in San Francisco?
And it could be that he has an opportunity with this friend that I was telling you about. His father was also a Dr. Chan, and he asked him to come work for him. So I think that part, I'm not too clear on that, but I'm sure that that was why he came into it. In this way, he was not on his own. He works with him. And he has several offices. One in Los Angeles, and Long Beach. And one in Soto.
Mm-hmm. What was your father's name?
Dr. S.W. Young.
Y-O-U-N-G?
Y-O-U-N-G.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And where were his offices in L.A.?
He was working with G.S. Chan,
uh-huh.
Herb Company.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
G.S. Chan was also a good friend of his, so they worked together.
Mm-hmm.
So really, he worked for him.
Mm-hmm. How much education did your father have?
I really don't know how much education he had in China,
uh-huh.
but he is a scholar, because I guess his family believes in the Chinese culture and literature.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he had wanted us to, you know, understand it. I think at one time he probably tried to teach us the Chinese herbs. So I'm able to read some of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did help him, you know, go down there and to his store, and I remember, you know, doing little things, but that was my young teens, very young teens. So I would say probably didn't help him that much.
Mm-hmm.
More. Because I had to go to school.
How much English did your parents speak?
Evidently my father speak enough to get along. Though at home, it's usually the Chinese language is being.
Sam, yeah, for you, say yep.
Hong San.
Uh-huh. Okay, did the parents have to force the children to speak Chinese at home, or what was that like?
No, I don't think it was, the language wasn't forced, it's just that we understand him. We understand what they're saying. And they speak English, but I think they speak more Chinese.
Did you speak Chinese with your brothers and sisters too at home?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would say half and half. I'm still doing that.
Uh-huh.
I think can you see that I'm still doing that?
Half and, okay, so it was half and half at home, and then outside, what would you speak? Mostly English?
Mostly English, only if I'm with my friends that I grew up with. We still speak half and half.
Uh-huh. Okay, so most of your friends when you were younger were Chinese, or?
I would say I associate mostly with Chinese.
Mostly with Chinese, uh-huh.
Even though we have all kinds,
uh-huh.
You know, all nationalities.
Uh-huh. Okay. So, where have you lived since you came to L.A.?
We're living on Crocker Street, which is down on 9th in San Pedro area.
Uh-huh.
And then mostly, I would say it's a mixed neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It's Japanese, Chinese, Hawaiian, Mexican. So it's kind of a Caucasian.
So your parents lived on Crocker Street the whole time they were in L.A.?
No, I think they stay there. We rented this house, I think, for a few years until he bought his home on 21st Street, which is another Chinese, like, ghetto.
Do you know when that was?
I would say 1934, we came to Los Angeles. This is about approximately 37,
mm-hmm.
36, 37. And we're going to junior high. About 37.
Mm-hmm. So he bought the house on what street did you say it was?
21st and San Pedro.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then where did you live after that?
Well, I was married before they moved out of the house, before they sell their home.
Mm-hmm.
So they stayed there for, I would say, 1949.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Stayed there maybe for 10 years.
And when you married, where did you live?
When I married, my husband was in the armed forces. We bought a house block down from where my mother's house,
mm-hmm.
21st Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed there until the war is over.
Mm-hmm.
The reason we bought the house there is because I was having a hard time renting the place.
Why was that?
I would say discrimination, even though my husband was a first lieutenant. Yeah. I would say it's discrimination. I don't think it was scarcity.
Would people come right out and slam doors in your faces, or?
Well,
or
somehow at that time, it just I was having a hard time living up to it. So then I decided, we'll just scrape up the money and bought this lady up. So we finally bought the place, which is upstairs, downstairs, and a back house. It's a triplex.
Mm-hmm.
Gave me $2,000 down and bought it. Move into it. And still have two rentals to help me pay the payments.
Uh-huh.
Turned out the best thing that ever happened.
Right.
So it works very well.
Uh-huh.
You can call it discrimination or whatever, but
right.
Whatever it is, it really helped us a lot.
Uh-huh.
Well, for that, I guess I would, after the war, then we sold it to another Chinese family, because it's like, it's a Chinese area, and the people feel very at home there, you know, in the area. So another Chinese who owns a business down 9th and San Pedro Street came and bought the place for his daughter.
Mm-hmm. So where did you move to after that?
My husband came out of the army. He's from Sacramento.
Uh-huh.
So his friend up in Sacramento offered him a job to work with him in the market. So he went up there, so I said, okay, we'll sell it and go up there. He gave us lodging and a job, so we went up there. Stayed there for about a year. Then we decided, then my mother at the same time was running a grocery store, and she threw her bread man and milk man. They know that they tell her which store is for sale, and so they found us a store. So we took whatever we made in that house at the neighborhood market,
mm-hmm.
which is not too far from her place, which was in the southeast area. Bought the store and we moved down and bought another house close by so that we can run the business.
What was the name of the market?
We call it Joe's Market.
Joe's Market?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And where was that?
It's on Vernon and Lima.
Uh-huh. How long did you have that?
I would say around 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And then what happened after that?
In the meantime, we bought another bigger place.
Uh-huh.
Bought a commercial building with the market. The lease ran out, so we took over that market and sold this market to another Chinese person.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what did you do after the market business?
Well, we ran, we owned the commercial building with 4 units above and 2 stores below. One was a market and it was a going business. We took over that and worked there for, I would say, 5 years. Around 5 years. Then my boys were around 10 years old. Then I found out I had 2 boys
mm-hmm.
in the beginning, the first 2 years. So then they were with us all the time. And after we ran the store for 5 years, then my husband said, well, we have people interested in buying our business, another Chinese family, which are also close friends of ours. So we sold it to them, we leased it to them too. Then my husband and his brother went into a business up at Artesia. So he said, this way I wouldn't have to work. We can have our third child,
mm-hmm.
which we did. We have our third and fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little girl and a little boy after that.
What kind of a business did he have in Artesia?
It's also a market,
uh-huh.
a supermarket, small supermarket.
Mm-hmm.
So that's up in Artesia, California, which is not too far.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, I don't have to go to the store. I stay home, take care of the kids. In 1960, he decided that, let's see what happened. I think someone, well, I think he, Sammy probably can tell you more about that. I don't know exactly what happened, but there's a lot of different transactions. I think he what he did is that he decided to go into a bigger grocery store. Was just he had enough. He wanted to go into real estate. So 1960 he started his real estate business.
Mm-hmm.
Worked under Wellington Kwan to begin with, and then he had a little office at San Pedro Street, and from there he had his broker and. Then he went into his own place in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of his own place?
Now it's Cathay Realty.
Cathay Realty.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And he still has that?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Right now it's located in 610 New High, across the street from the T-Bolt or China Service Center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Where did you go to school? You started out in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, I went to start at Commodore Stockton.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about American school, Chinese school?
You can give me the American school first.
American school. Huh?
Yeah.
Commodore Stockton.
Uh-huh.
I went to Yong Wu for the Chinese school.
Right.
Then third grade, fourth grade, we moved into Los Angeles. And then I went to 9th Street School in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
I finished there. For junior high, went to Lafayette Junior High. Finished there, I went to Polytechnic High.
Mm-hmm.
Finished there, I went to a couple of years stenographic school.
What kind of school?
Stenographic.
Oh, stenographic.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then I started working for the government.
What job was that?
I was working for the federal government in the Treasury Department.
Mm-hmm.
Until I got married and I had my job transferred to San Francisco to be near my husband when he was stationed in up in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you do in the Treasury Department?
I was cashier.
Mm-hmm.
Checking on the money against all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when did you get married?
1943. October 1943.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did you feel more, you said you associated mostly with Chinese people when you were younger.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel more Chinese than American, or you were born here, you know?
Well, I guess when we were young, because, you know, your parents and the neighborhood, it's in and out, it's just like Chinese, in and out, you know, your friends, your relative, and though you have school friends, and it's just, but there's always so many Chinese people around. When we were young, there was a Chinese church, Congregational Church. We'd go there all the time, and Chinese school. I feel that I've always seemed to be among Chinese. I don't know why, but it's, you look back, you just, you can't help it. There's nowhere else to go. You go to Chinese store, which is walking distance. You go to Chinese church, whenever there's a function, you go to Chinese church in and out, you know. You have Chinese school teacher, Chinese Sunday school teacher. There's always a bunch of us. You go to Chinese school, and then there's all Chinese there, and I guess it's just one of those, you know, we just happen to, it's not as mixed as like now, you know. It's,
do you think you felt more comfortable in a Chinese environment, or did that really matter?
I don't think so. I think it's just that you didn't know any better. I mean, that's where you are. You're not going to go out and search at that time. You're talking about back in the, you know, mid-30s, I mean, people just don't, you know, you don't just, you go to your school functions and church functions, but other than that, I feel very comfortable.
Okay. Did you ever feel sorry for being Chinese?
No. No. In fact, I feel very proud to be Chinese.